Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
From Labradoodles to Cronuts, the world loves a hybrid. So today, businesses are taking a smarter hybrid cloud approach using the tools, platform, and expertise of IBM. The world is going hybrid with IBM. Visit ibm.com/hybridcloud.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find SportsGrid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Good morning. Wake up!
The Early Line.
Line up!
All right, guys, here we go. Monday fun day here on the grid, sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez. And the question you have to ask yourself on this Monday morning after is, what is worse, blowing a 28-3 lead with 17 minutes left in the game or blowing a 20-10 lead with 6 minutes left in the game? Because let's face it, it's going to be a long offseason for Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers, who somehow have to figure out where it all went wrong in the last 6 minutes yesterday, Super Bowl 54. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs and Andy Reid, as many of you this morning. If you are up with us right now, well, congratulations there. You are a very responsible adult. Those of you like the 17 million that are anticipated to be calling in today and saying, yeah, no, we ain't doing that. Good for you as well. But we sit here and try and go through where all the money cashed and, of course, Dane, where all the money disappeared and got burned up there in prop betting and everything else. And I can tell you this morning, the sports books around the country, not necessarily in great shape as the public crushed it with the Kansas City Chiefs last night. It was very one-sided, guys. The 1.5, it kind of maintained itself all throughout the week. Nearly 70% of the bets coming in on the Chiefs, who covered the sharps. Well, we were wondering where they were going to come in and how they were going to come in. And then it was over the 48 hours prior to kickoff, Dane, it was all about the total for them. And they kept hammering that down. And that made it all the way down to 53 in a lot of books before the kickoff. That cashed. But it was the public who was the real winner. Those that backed Patrick Mahomes as a even money favorite to win the MVP. And, of course, those that backed the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, 30-21 is what it was, and yet Kyle Shanahan, a team that he has somehow had his fingerprints on again in a Super Bowl, manages to blow a double-digit lead. But I got to say, it was exactly kind of like we thought it was going to be.
That's from right,
from a speed standpoint, from a tempo standpoint, long drives, success running the ball, you know, keeping the chains moving, but Certainly not a lot of scoring, not in the first half, there were no quick hitting touchdowns like we had come to see from either of these two teams. So I felt really comfortable right around we got to the midway of the third quarter. I said, it's not going to come close. Like the total is safe here because neither of them seemed to be in a rush to do anything, including Shanahan. Before halftime, who managed, said, I'm going to keep these timeouts. There's no point. There was no urgency, it felt like, outside of the final 6 minutes to really accomplish anything. So I found that very interesting that both teams seemed to be very content with the tempo that they had on the field, which wasn't a blistering pace by any stretch of the imagination.
No, absolutely not, Joe. Good morning, degenerates here. Here we go on the early line on Sports Grid. Joe, one of the things we talked about was, you know, this feeling out process early in the game and then it maybe opening up in the second half. I remember we both were talking about first quarter under, which hit under 10.5, first half under, which hit under 26.5, I believe. And it wasn't until that second half where we felt some urgency. But once again, you mentioned it at the top of the show, Kyle Shanahan kicking himself, not only as the play caller for the Atlanta Falcons when they blew the 28-3 lead, but now up by 10 with about, 5-6 minutes left to go. You hand the ball to Raheem Mostert, first down. Then you give it to Jimmy G to throw the ball. If they just hand the ball and get some first downs there, they're able to run out the clock. But the credit goes to Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, Damian Williams, Tyreek Hill, and the crew. The Kansas City Chiefs are champions. And Joe, just so you know, Kansas City is in the state of Missouri.
Yes, and I can tell you this too, and I had a feeling all week, Dan. I kept saying, man, all I'm seeing is Kansas City Chiefs fans all throughout town. I mean, a sprinkle of a couple of 49er, groups, but for the most part, holy crap, that stadium was filled. It was like a Kansas City Chiefs home game last night. It was unbelievable, and you could hear it. I mean, the cheering.
Oh, I heard the tomahawk chop. Yeah.
Wow, it was unbelievable how, and a lot of guys at the game were even commenting, it looks like a Chiefs home game right now with the amount of Kansas City fans that traveled to this game. It truly was amazing, and 49ers, they had their faithful there, but it was all Chiefs. I mean, we're talking 65-70% of that stadium, guys, was filled with Kansas City Chiefs fans in some shape or another, and it was every bar, every restaurant in and around town filled with Kansas City Chiefs folks, and it was it wasn't to be. They weren't going to be denied, and they also become the first team, guys, in 100 years in the NFL to overcome double-digit deficits in three playoff games, including the Super Bowl. It's in their DNA. It's who they were. It's the thing that worried most 49er backers. What was going? Could you do enough to be able to just go ahead and make sure they don't get up off the mat? And the answer is no. That defense, when it came down to it, they just had no answer for Mahomes in the final 6 minutes. And again, nobody's going to talk about the Kansas City defense, guys. But the reason we're talking about this right now is they made just enough plays to give Patrick Mahomes the opportunity to overcome in that fourth quarter. The defense did their job for Kansas City, but they won't ever get any credit for it.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I mean, Joe, at this point, you know, I've been extolling the Kansas City defense for the better part of 2 or 3 months, right? But it will clearly go to Patrick Mahomes and his ability to go with the touchdown drives at the end of the game. And now, Joe, we said this all week. Right. We were saying that, listen, if Kansas City is down 10, down 2 scores, they're OK. It doesn't change the way they want to play football. And it didn't. You still saw, you know, all of the same kind of plays, all of the same kind of targets. The interesting part to me is that even up 20-10, after that, they don't give Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, kind of the ball. He goes something like 3 of 11 when they are up by 10, including an interception. He gets sacked. When the chips were down, Jimmy Garoppolo proved to be nothing more than a game manager when he needed to make a couple of plays to win the game. And then on the other side, it don't matter how much you're down, Patrick Mahomes got it done. I thought it was an incredible challenge on the conversion, right? It was like 2nd and 15. Tyreek Hill made what was going to be a first down catch. They overturn it via replay. And then on 3rd and 15, The San Francisco defense is not able to get off the field, and somehow Tyreek Hill is open for a 40, 45-yard play. I thought that was a huge play to keep the drive going, Joe, when they were backs up against the wall, staring at a third and 15, and you talked about it. Frank Stanfill talked about it, the idea that the San Francisco defense was able to get off the field on third down all season long, but that Patrick Mahomes was able to make those plays, make conversions on third down, whipping out his bag of tricks. That's what I've been saying all season long, Joe. It's those kinds of off-script, off-schedule plays that keep drives alive, and the huge throw to Tyreek Hill on third and 15 to keep that drive alive really is what kept the Chiefs above water in the second half.
And they were willing to go for it. I mean, you know, Andy Reid, fourth down situations early on in the game kind of set the tempo. And quite honestly, I mean, obviously, when you look at the outcome, but you've got to question the George Kittle deep ball there before
yes.
the first half ended. That was a huge play for the 49ers. Obviously, didn't go their way. But at the same time, the way they managed the clock in the final minute 30 there with timeouts mm-hmm. and opting just to kind of be content with a 10-10 in a Super Bowl was it was head scratching at the moment, but it becomes even more head scratching when you look like, guys, what the hell just happened here? Like, you know, you waste those opportunities, and that's really what it was, a wasted opportunity with the ball there at the end of the first half. And while, listen, Kittle's, you can debate it all day, I have no problem with how the officiating went in that game yesterday. In fact, I'm most impressed with how little involvement, 9 total flags in that game, guys, 9. Give me more of that moving forward. I've got no problem with the NFL at all because he did push off. So let's be realistic here. He did push off, but 9 penalties, that to me is the NFL officiating needs to adopt more of that last night.
Yeah, Joe, I mean, they say whatever, regardless of the sport, right? NBA, Major League Baseball, they say a ref is doing a good job, an ump is doing a good job if you ain't talking about them, you know, if you don't know their name, right? I will say this, Joe. I was at, you know, my friend's house watching a game, and two of my best friends are there, and they are big Saints fans. And so as soon as the Kittle play happened, they were like, wait, that's pass interference, but Kyle Rudolph in the end zone against the Saints was not pass interference as a tight end? And they got a valid claim, you know? So it's still the idea. I hate that it's such a subjective call. We've talked about that even mm-hmm. with the replays and a subjective call, but in the grandest stage, they decided to make that call, and boy, would that have flipped the game. Niners going in at halftime.
Yeah, and I don't have a problem with the call because
I hear you.
You can look at it a million times. He may not catch that ball, guys, if he's not giving the old
it's
forearm
true.
There.
It's just subjective,
to
Joe,
Sorensen.
You know?
It is, but again, they didn't make a habit of doing it, but if you're not going to call it in that kind of big play, then when are you going to call it? So, and I got news for you. That would have went upstairs to replay review.
Yeah, it was inside 2 minutes.
Yeah, inside 2 minutes. We'd have I'm glad it happened the way it happened. I'm also glad, too, that we didn't have a whole lot of that overturning. We didn't have any of
that. No, it was clean. It was a pretty clean game.
And they let him play.
Yes.
And I'm sure.
Including the helmet to Jimmy G, right? They let him play.
Four could have been called. They let it play. 9 penalties under the 12 penalties called. Also a check. We'll go ahead and go over the props that cashed and didn't cash. We'll do that next here on the
I'm still
grid.
Looking for Pitbull.
The early line. SportsGrid.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHOPE, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
San Francisco won the toss. They defer. We'll see that high-octane offense of the Chiefs to begin this Super Bowl. Mahomes looking to flip. Takes it in for the touchdown. Garoppolo keeps play action. Pass is caught. Juszczyk. Touchdown. Hand off here. It's Mostert. He is in for the touchdown. 20-yard penalty, a first down, first and goal, pass, open, touchdown, Kelce, Chiefs are back in it. Mahomes throws, pass, caught, Williams, touchdown, Kansas City jumps on top. Second and six, Williams makes a cut, and will roll into the end zone for the touchdown, no flags, and they have done it. Chiefs are Super Bowl champions here in Miami as they win it here in Super Bowl 54. Yeah, they sure are. And Andy Reid ended up getting that elusive trophy. Finally, Reid gets that that Super Bowl win. The best coach never to have one, they say. An unbelievable job to be able to get it done there. 31-20. And maybe the only people happier than Andy Reid, of course, is the betting public, who just cleaned house there with the against the books yesterday. Just amazing opportunity, not only with backing the right side, of course, and we did see a little bit of line movement, the line shifting towards Kansas City, even more so. It was going back and forth, one and a half. It did, in fact, I believe, even at one point at FanDuel yesterday too. It had almost reached. It had reached two for a short period of time.
Yeah, I only saw it at one and a half.
We had, we had it on after you guys on Pro Football Today. It pushed the two briefly and then came back down. But the bottom line is, it wouldn't have made a difference. One and a half, two, really didn't make a difference. 31-20 is the win there, and 21 unanswered is really the name of the story here. 21 unanswered by the Chiefs in the fourth quarter that really just brought them from behind. And they had no answer. San Francisco, we heard all week, Dane, that defense wins championships. Mm-hmm. Well, not necessarily. Just enough defense wins championships. You better have some offense, and you better have. And this was the thing we talked about all leading up to this, is that we knew what we witnessed last night Kansas City had. That plan B, that plan C. Make a difference. They were never going to be out of this game. The question was, what was going to happen with San Francisco if and they had success running the ball? Congratulations. But what happens when you had to stop running the ball because you needed to do some other things? And I'll give credit to Shanahan. He only ran the ball, the final two drives there that he had in the final 12 minutes. You had Mahomes gets intercepted. They're up by 10. Things are going all well. Yeah. And then for the next two series, they run the ball three times and they opt to pass it nine times. So there was this. And after the game, he says, listen, we needed to move the chains. Forget about the clock. He's like, they still had three timeouts. So clock wasn't an issue. We needed to keep moving the chains. And he felt the best way to be able to do that was to complete some passes. And
You got to complete them then, Joe.
They, once again, weren't able to do that. And I don't blame Jimmy G for this. This isn't on Jimmy G. When we hear defense wins championship all week from this San Francisco team and from those that backed it, your defense was nowhere to be found when they needed it the most. If that's your main focus of your team and this is what – then you guys had the opportunity. We know Kansas City's all about Mahomes and the offense. What did your defense do? You had them on the field. You had the opportunity, that defense, to not go 21 unanswered and to give up that lead with the final 6 minutes of the game. But you couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So to me, defense, it got a little exposed, certainly. And I don't think anybody saw this coming. Damian Williams on the ground, even sans that last run there that that made it 31. Impressive, man. It became very obvious, I think, early in that game that they were having success running the ball, and I don't think we saw that happening. And quite honestly, I don't think the 49ers saw that happening either.
Yeah, I mean, Damian Williams finishes with 17 carries, 104 yards, and, of course, the touchdown. He did work in the passing game as well, a touchdown in that way. You know, and maybe you kind of started to see this, right? Remember, Joe, throughout the playoffs, at the end of the season, when LeSean McCoy was a healthy scratch for a lot of these games, right? It was starting to become clear that Damian Williams was taking the mantle here as the three down back. It was Darwin Thompson that would be the B-side and get a couple of carries throughout the playoffs. But you saw that they started to trust Damian Williams. Listen, when you talk about you don't put it on Jimmy G necessarily, I don't disagree, Joe. But what we did see was that Jimmy G did get flustered with a rush in his face, okay? He did make mistakes and bad throws when the pressure got to him, okay? And what I will do to contrast this, these guys that I've been talking about all season, these guys that can make plays off script, whether it's Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes, even a guy like Aaron Rodgers. That, to me, Joe, in this 2020 NFL, that is the skill set that you truly need. You don't have to be Lamar Jackson, right? It's not about speed and running the ball, per se. It's about that little pocket agility so you don't get flustered, can still make throws. With the pressure in his face, Jimmy G was not able to do so. Joe, in the third quarter, at some point, when it looked like the Niners were going to win, me and my boys, we were having the conversation of like, well, who would be the MVP on the San Fran side, right? Mostert was You know, Debo Samuel was doing some things in the end around. And then at that point, when I looked up, Joe, Jimmy G was 18 of 20. And I was like, wow, that's efficient. That's a game manager, right? He's completing like 85% of his passes. That's awesome. I look up at the final line, and Jimmy G goes 20 of 31. If you're a game manager, Joe, you have to complete those passes to do what Kyle Shanahan said. Keep the chains moving. He finished like 3 of 11 with the game still on the line when all he needed to do was continue to be a game manager, continue to complete a high percentage. And it's hard to say you blame Jimmy G, but he's got to be able to do that even when the rush is coming in his face under pressure.
It's not his fault the defense melted down in the fourth quarter against Mahomes. They had controlled him all game. They had done exactly everything they needed to do. You're the number one defense in the NFL. Rise up, guys, and you didn't. Sherman got toasted a number of times. They let Tyreek Hill go.
Third and 15, they get 40 yards.
No excuse on that defense whatsoever. You were built around the defense and a running game, and neither of those two things. And from the defensive perspective, you guys got flat out beat in the end. You ran out of gas, call it whatever you want. You guys got flat out beat by the Kansas City offense in the, you know, final 10 minutes of that game. The offense asking Jimmy G to do that when he hasn't really had to do that again. And I'll go back to, you know, you threw the ball 8 friggin' times in the playoffs.
Yeah.
What did you think? All of a sudden, he was just going to, and this was the worry all the time with him.
We were saying it for weeks.
All of a sudden now, you throw 8 times, you don't ask him to do anything, and then on the biggest game in the biggest platform of the year, all of a sudden now you want him to drop back 31 times and throw the ball? Like, what? I blame Shanahan. I blame the idea that somehow or another, you don't need to pay. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I get it. Then, you know what? You had no problem running the ball at all in that game last night. And at the big moment, to me, there was panic on that sideline of San Francisco, and they opted to move away from what had worked so well.
I hear you.
3 out of the 5, you know, all of a sudden you run the ball 3 times and you go 9 passes in 3 possessions.
Of which he went, 2 of 9? 3 of 9 on those passes?
I don't understand you at all. And to me, it's not on Jimmy G. It's on
setting him up to be successful?
What did you do? 8 passes in the playoffs. We saw what Mahomes did. 3 consecutive come from behinds. Jimmy G threw 12 passes in 2 playoff games. Congratulations.
Yeah. Remember this. He went, 6 of 8 in the NFC Championship game? Something like that, right? And then remember this one. I always go back to this one, Joe, and I think it was either you or Blewett who said it originally. After the interception he threw against the Minnesota Vikings in, the second quarter, right? They trusted him to throw, 6 passes left in the entire second half of that game when it was tight, right? So when the chips were down, when there was pressure on in the second half against Minnesota, they didn't trust it, right? At the beginning of the game against Green Bay, they didn't trust him. Now, all of a sudden, fourth quarter of the Super Bowl, when you have a running game, don't get it twisted, Joe. They averaged over 6 yards a carry in the Super Bowl. It wasn't that impressive, but Mostert runs for 58. Yep. They couldn't stop Deebo Samuel on the end arounds. They were getting 7 to 10 yards every single time, and they decide, no, let's put it on the arm of Jimmy G as the pass rush was coming. An interesting call, to say the least, and this is now going to follow Kyle Shanahan around until he ultimately cleans out the closet of the ghost and actually finishes the job and wins a Lombardi trophy. He could be up by 3 scores and people are still going to have these whispers in his ear.
Yeah, and I mean, listen, guys, think about this. They were 4-12 last year, this 49ers team. I know it sucks, certainly, if you were backing the 49ers. It's not, it's terrible. I get it. But the reality is, and we say this, we say this all the time. You guys, you have to lose in order to be able to win in
this process.
League, in all leagues. It was a process for Kansas City last year, losing for one play against the Patriots. Now they win. 49ers are not going anywhere. They'll be really, really good again next year with another opportunity. We'll talk more about the future. Is it a dynasty? We'll talk about that coming up here with the Kansas City Chiefs. On the grid, sportsgrid.com.
Sportsgrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. Sportsgrid.com.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street.
All right, welcome back in on a Monday, the day after. Still wondering why it is that this is not a holiday. But I know many of you are feeling the same way here this morning. But welcome into the grid. It is the early line. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. As we put the recap together here on what was a entertaining and certainly could have been a very profitable Super Bowl for
we did pretty good, Joe.
Yeah, especially for the public. Congratulations, you guys. The books, anytime we can sit there and we hear the books whining and crying,
it's good for us.
It's a very good thing because not only did they nail the, of course, the score and the spread there at 1.5, without a doubt, Kansas City was the favorite. Contrarian bettors also got theirs, too, with the under. It was artificially inflated all the way up to 54.5, 55 during the week. It did close somewhere around 53. So we were wondering where the pros were coming in. They came in on the total. And boy, oh boy, what they got it done. They are 51 total points. Ain't enough. That is considered an under. So was the first half. Mahomes being the MVP also a big, big public favorite. They went ahead and cashed for that. And there were a number of bets that a lot of books got crushed on. Number one was the anybody that had the Patrick Mahomes for the first touchdown of the game. That was plus 2,800.
Nice.
Kyle Juszczyk also.
Yeah. Kyle Juszczyk, baby.
He wasn't even listed in a lot of the books. So he was considered a field bet at 18-1. Mm. So he was another one that books got crushed on. Not to mention, as we start going through some of these here, we'll start with the national anthem, Dane.
Yeah.
The national anthem. Under. Yep. Under was no problem there.
No chance. No, not even close.
No score in the first 6 minutes. Under.
Right.
First team to score was the 49ers.
Okay.
That cash, no problem. Both quarterbacks throwing a pair of interceptions.
Mm.
Anybody that had the over in the INTs, which was 1.5, congratulations.
Nice.
Garoppolo and Mahomes. The team totals, Chiefs. Went over the 27.5. That was somewhere around a minus 125, minus 130. The 49ers under 26.5 points. Those bettors cashed at minus 115. Garoppolo, we talked a lot during the week. What kind of passing yardage would he have? What were we going to do with his prop bets? Right. Under, big time. Closed at 238.5,
sure.
And it landed on 219. So that was good. Mahomes also. We knew it was going to get artificially inflated. It closed somewhere around the 302, 303 mark. Didn't cut 286, so the under for Mahomes passing. And the rushing yards.
Yeah, Joe, can we talk about this one?
Yeah.
The damn Mahomes rushing.
It was so ridiculous, funny because at points yesterday, in many of the points around the country, you could have gotten as high, guys, as 34.5.
Yep.
It was just kept getting hammered and hammered and hammered. It did eventually in a lot of places come back down a little bit. But
yeah, so did his rushing total, Joe. It came back down too.
It certainly did. So I mean, if you got Mahomes under, let's say 31 or under, there was a sweat job going on there last night at the end, Dane, that was
it was
unfair.
It was ridiculous. It's ridiculous, Joe. I mean, we talk about bad beats. We talk about game of inches. Now, and we also talk about shopping around and line movement, right? Now, truth be told, I got it over 28.5, Joe. Okay? It moved up on FanDuel, I believe, to like 31, 31.5. And he was at 44, 45 yards, Joe. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I had already high-fived a friend of mine, okay? Because someone even said, and we've made this point before, that in the NFL, sacks don't count as negative rushing yards. In college, I think they still do, but in the NFL, they don't. The only thing was a design running play or, oh my goodness, a kneel down. And you could tell, Joe, right after the first one where he lost 5 yards because he was clearly trying to kill some clock, okay? I'm sure people around the country were looking at each other like, oh, snap, he might lose this. Then on second down, 3-yard loss. Then on third down, he runs around, Joe, and he loses 7 yards to finish. And then here's the thing. Also, I don't know if you saw this, Joe, because I had it at 28.5, all right? There were some, like, websites or apps or whatever that had him at 28. And then they just added a yard to him in the post game. It was like a stat correction that went from 28 to 29 yards. I had it at over 28.5. One of my best friends who laid it got it at 30.5, and he was not excited. I will say this. There are some shops out there. I saw Bet Online is doing what we've seen before, Joe, the idea of the good karma payback, right? They are paying out both sides of the Mahomes rushing bet. But, Joe, I've never seen that before. A guy lose literally 15 yards on kneel downs. Have you ever seen that before? I'll talk about a bad beat.
Yeah, it's rush again. If you had him in the 30s, good to go. If you got in late because it was overinflated for much of the week, but it started to get hammered back down the other way, and it seemed like it was going to be an easy win. It really was.
He had 44 rushing yards, Joe.
And
it 44.
Looked like he was going to slow down. But like all of the rushing yards with quarterbacks, which is always the biggest caveat, and we talk about it all the time.
Yeah, but a kneel down is -1, -2, not -7, Joe.
Listen, at the end of the day, if you're a half a yard short, you're a half a yard short. Doesn't make a difference if it's because he's 7 yards or not. That's the problem with backing a quarterback rushing prop because.
But, Joe, honestly, yes, I know. I know, but have you ever seen 15 yards on 3 kneel downs? Have you ever seen that before, though?
If you're on the bad beat part of it, it sucks. But that is one of the risks of a quarterback rushing prop because, especially in one game left, guys, the craziness can go, you know, listen, Andy Reid calling three timeouts in the final play so he could throw the ball in the air for 5 seconds was everything just, it was, you were trying to figure out, what's he calling to just run the ball? Like, what are you doing?
Just run the damn ball. You want a play that's going to take some time. Do your little end around to Tyreek Hill. That'll take time when him running wide. But you got to lose 15 yards and thus lose a prop bet for millions of people. Oh, Joe, I'm lucky I got it at 28.5. So I'm sweating it out and lucky, right? Yeah. But a lot of people got it at 30, 31, 32. And I really think it's messed up. Joe, he lost 15 yards on the kneel down. That's wild.
It's, you know, running back the other way to try to run out clock is hilarious. But
I thought he was going to run out the back and take a safety at the end of the game.
Mark that
the last play,
and remember that it may you may love those rushing props
ridiculous.
To quarterbacks,
ridiculous,
but yeah,
absolutely
no.
ridiculous.
It, and Tanner, it's only going to get worse as you get more and more of these rushing quarterbacks, guys that are going to try and again, it's safer than anything going wrong on handing the ball.
I get it,
but that is crushing.
It
wasn't crushing. Damian Williams, if you backed his rushing prop, the over, no problem there.
Sure.
Mostert, not so much. He went under his total of 74.5. He only finished with 58. Mm-hmm. Kittle was a little disappointing. I know a lot of guys that were that loved the Kittle props. They were hammering him all over. 4 catches, 36 yards.
Would have looked a lot different if he had that 40-yard catch at the end of the second quarter.
Absolutely. Up 5.5 was his total. 70.5 was his total yardage.
Hey, we would have got that with that one, with the last play of the second quarter.
Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, all over guys doing well there. Under for the Kelsey yardage, over for the receptions. But Tyreek Hill crushed it. He was at 5.5. He had 74.5. Both of those cashed, as did Sammy Watkins. And we weren't sure what we were going to get from Sammy. And we talked about that during the week. Who would cover him? Sammy Watkins, at points in that game, became extremely wide open. He was like the forgotten man again on the 49ers defense. And Robbie Gould, say what you want, man.
Sure.
Congratulations. He went over 7.5 points. Butker went under his 7.5 points there, total for them. But congratulations. And anybody that had Kansas City by 11 had a 40-1 payout there for an exact situation there. And I know you had an exact call on the football yesterday, too. You actually called the score. Did you get 40-1?
I did not get 40-1. It's okay. I wound up hitting it in other ways. You know, the under as we were giving it out. And, Joe, you know I've had the Kansas City Chiefs futures bet for a while. So my balance is a lot bigger than it was just yesterday. I want to give out two more that were kind of interesting that you needed to kind of listen to us here on Sports Grid. I made the point on Sunday as it related to Deebo Samuel. Okay, a lot of people like Deebo Samuel, but I said make sure you get the rushing plus receiving. Okay, he wasn't able to do it in receiving alone, going 5 for 39, but then another 53 yards rushing the ball on those end arounds that they were doing a bunch. And then, Joe, the last one I'll say, and you know, I'm crying over spilt milk a little bit, but I honestly do believe there's a lesson learned here for people in the NFL. Joe, remember how we were talking about that players with a pass attempt over 2.5, right?
Mm.
And clearly, you know, it didn't hit, okay? Mahomes and Garoppolo, and that's it. I will say this, though. Early in the game, Joe, first drive, I think, they did an end around to Deebo Samuel. And it was clear that he was looking to throw. Do you remember this play?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
And he eventually tucked it down and ran for like 2 yards, right? There was also a play in the second half where Mecole Hardman had the end around, okay? And he wound up losing like 4 or 5 yards on the end around. Mm. They just kind of ran him out of bounds. Moving forward, coaches need to coach wide receivers. If you're doing the end around, instead of getting run out of bounds to lose 5, just throw it. Just throw it. It's an incomplete pass. 2nd and 10 is a lot better than 2nd and 14. You know what I mean? So we didn't get it, but wide receivers need to learn to throw it away.
Yeah,
and help me with
the
prop.
I don't think we got the 2.5.
No,
to throw a pass either. I think that
that's what I'm saying. It was just two.
It was just two,
right? But Deebo Samuel should have thrown that ball, and Mecole Hardman should have thrown it away. I should have damn hit it, Joe.
Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of Cal Hope, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Cal Hope, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit Cal Hope at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Yeah, I'm with you. My score is very similar to yours, Blewett. It's off by like 3 points, okay? My total on the score, I'm on Chiefs 31-20. All right, so that's it. That's 51 right there. I am leaning under in this game if I had to make a bet on the total. And listen, I just think, you know, we see this all the time. Everybody thinks it's going to be a shootout back and forth. I'm not necessarily so sure. Two things. One, I think this game has the propensity to have them, like, feeling each other out in the first quarter, and it won't be dynamic right away. I like the first quarter under at 10.5. I like the first half under at, I believe, 26.5. I think, if anything, this game opens up when these coaches, Reed and Shanahan, make adjustments after halftime. And, as I mentioned before, I am giving the Kansas City Chiefs defense more credit than most. I think this Spagnuolo defense is getting better and better as the season goes along. So, I don't know. Blewett and I are both leaning under, Frank. What say you? 31-20, Joe. 31-20.
Yeah, good call by Dane yesterday on Pro Football Today, the final Pro Football Today of the season. Mike Blewett there. Dane, it was a hell of a season, too, there.
A lot of fun.
Great stuff. A lot of fun there. Now we all get to rest here for a couple of months like a month, and then the draft happens.
Nah, so, Joe, we got XFL futures. XFL futures.
Yeah, we got XFL futures, but still, depending on how you did yesterday, some people might take a little sabbatical here to kind of get their bearings on before they got to dive into a brand new sport. Not to mention we got college hoops and the NBA to get to. So I'm glad on many aspects. I'm glad the NFL is over, gives you an opportunity to be able to kind of take a deep breath as a sports investor.
Yeah.
You know, kind of take a step back here a little bit. And then when you're ready, you dive into the NBA or college hoops, whichever you want, NHL. You do have some XFL coming up. We are less than a month away from pitchers and catchers. So this week we will start talking a little bit about some Major League Baseball futures. That's just around the corner. So it's a good, very good time of year. And quite honestly, I cannot wait for these people to leave Miami now as soon as possible. Because I want to give you, I'm going to show you this here, Dane. This was this is what I had to deal with here in Miami over the last week. All right. I'm going to play you a little clip here of basically this is Miami in a nutshell with Kansas City Chief and 49er fans all week long. Here's a guy that pulled into the gas station that we couldn't help but to film because
Lambo
of the car.
Doors. Oh yeah.
Yeah. And then this happens.
Up.
Yeah.
Up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dude, for the gram. You need that for the gram. Yes. Now that is smooth. Now that will impress a lady. That will impress a lady outside the club.
Anything I couldn't do to stop.
That's hysterical.
I'm like, oh, look at the car. And then the door opened up and he couldn't get out. And when I tell you, it was just on the floor going, welcome to Miami. Here it is, man.
If you got enough to get that car, then your boy, whoever's riding shotgun, he needs to go out and fill up the gas tank.
I can't. You got to be able to fit in the damn car first.
Right?
Like, that's rule one. in the car if you're going to drive a $300,000 Ferrari. Please fit in the car in the Lamborghini before you try to get out. But that's Miami in a nutshell here. So they're all leaving, and which is nice. But in will come baseball players next, Dane, because they're already starting to wander around spring training. It's hard for me to believe. Is just right around the corner. So it's going to be a great next couple of weeks is going to be a great time of year, guys. And it's never too early to start looking towards next year's football season either. And you know, and I know, as soon as that game was over. Yeah, as soon as that game was over last night. And, of course, the homer question of all homer questions was asked multiple times last night during the press conferences. Is this a dynasty, Kansas City? Is it a dynasty? And we really do need to pump the brakes on the whole dynasty thing here. Because, and it's unfortunate, but at the same time, it's fortunate. The Patriots made it look so easy over the last 15 to 20 years, right? But the problem is, guys, the idea of a dynasty in this day and age with, and by the way, you guys are talking about paying Patrick Mahomes $40 million
he's going to reset the market.
Extension. All right, so it has also been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt when you do just that, when you pay a guy at the top of the market at a quarterback position, you then have absolutely zero chance of being able to afford the other things you need in order to go. The only reason it worked in New England, and this is what people don't understand, is Brady did not want to be paid as much as he was worth, which is why he's kind of bitching and moaning now. Is he's, you know, pay me now. For years, he was, what, 10th, 12th, 15th, somewhere in that. And the reason he did that was so the organization could have enough to go around.
Right.
There, Jones, it cracks me up. Jones last night goes out. He's quoted as saying this is a MF dynasty, which is nice. I mean, eloquent, but you're a free agent, dude. Does that mean you're going to take a discount to stay in Kansas City? Is that what you're is that how it's going to work? So the idea that you're just going to be able to restart this dynasty because you have Patrick Mahomes. If Patrick Mahomes wants to take $20 million instead of 40, then I'm all in on the dynasty talk. But until that time, yeah, pump the brakes on the whole. It's a great year. Enjoy it. The minute you pay him $40 million a year, you can't pay anybody else. And that's where, you know, that's the caveat in all of this thing.
No, absolutely. I'll say this, right? You know, when you talk about the dynasty, as long as you have a healthy Patrick Mahomes, you will be a contender. Okay, in every given year, you will be live and a contender. I give you that, right? But, you know, there's a lot of other examples to look at. I'd look no further than Russell Wilson, okay? They were able to do that and keep the Legion of Boom together. Why? Because Russell Wilson was on his rookie deal, Joe, okay? And as soon as they had to pay Russell Wilson, then all of a sudden there's no more money for Michael Bennett. There's no more money for Richard Sherman and Earl Thomas, okay? And they had to make sacrifices elsewhere. We've talked all year long, Joe, about the Los Angeles Rams and how we thought it was silly that they went out and signed Jared Goff to the extension when there was no pressure coming from his camp. And we talked about this, right? They signed this guy. They signed the wide receivers. They trade for and now have to pay Jalen Ramsey. And we've talked about how the walls will be closing in on the Rams financially. You have a window now because Patrick Mahomes is still on his rookie contract. Everybody knows he's going to break the bank. They even made it a storyline on HBO's Ballers series, for goodness sakes, right? But until they do, that's when they can allocate, you know, other money. It's a pizza pie, people. And as soon as your quarterback starts to get a huge chunk of it, you ain't got money for everybody else.
Nope. And that's why it cracks me up, the whole dynasty talk. It sounds good on paper, guys. And you're right. As long as Mahomes, much like Russell Wilson and, you know, others, Drew
Watson,
we've seen it.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You guys will definitely be competitive. But the idea that you are somehow going to rattle off, you know, three out of the next five or something.
It ain't easy.
It ain't easy, guys. And really, there's no guarantee that they'll even be back into this spot. As long as, and from what we heard over the weekend, Brady, in all likelihood, is going to, which is what we said, Brady is staying in New England, guys. Kraft's going to give him $30 million. He's going to give him whatever he wants in order to keep him there, one more shot. As long as you have Belichick and Brady, you're going to win 10 games. So you're going to be there. New England's going to be there again, number one. Number two, you've got Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Baltimore is not going anywhere, but until Lamar Jackson can prove he can win in a playoff game instead of getting exposed, that remains to be seen. So
right.
Baltimore will be there.
Yep.
You know, some of these other teams on the rise over there, you got to keep an eye on Buffalo, of course.
Yeah, Buffalo's on the rise.
Going to be there.
Joe, if you tell me that Deshaun Watson plays 16 games for the Houston Texans, I'll tell you right now they're a playoff team, right? It's the same kind of thing. You know, Baltimore will be live as long as Lamar Jackson is healthy. Houston will be live as long as Deshaun Watson is healthy. I'll give you that Brady and Belichick will be in the clubhouse with 10 wins. Yep. At least, right?
Yep.
You know Patty Mahomes and the Chiefs will be there. That's four already. You want to give me Buffalo as an ascending up-and-coming team? I'll give you that, right?
Yep.
You got Big Ben back in Pittsburgh next year.
Yep.
You have
yep.
what many people believe could be an ascending Sam Darnold. Maybe Baker Mayfield gets some actual coaching, right? But this is what it's about. It's about these young ascending quarterbacks that are going to take the mantle from guys like Breeze and Rivers and Eli and Ben, and then to see if Brady and Ben have one more run left in them.
Again, and not requiring to have to pay them $40 million
there you go.
A
that's
year,
right.
guys.
Not yet. Not yet.
That's what it's coming to. So you have a small window of opportunity, and then it's hold your nose and hope and pray that you can put enough pieces together around it. And not saying, listen, congratulations, Mahomes. Go get your money, get paid. But if this is truly about putting together a type of run that you think you can do, like you watched Brady do for 15, 20 years.
Right.
Remember, guys, he was middle of the pack as far as salary goes for all those years. That allowed them in order to be able to put it together and be able to contend every decade that he played. So
I will say this, though, Joe. The Patriots, for a decade, have been siphoning money over to the TB12 gym stuff for a while. It's easy for him to take a discount, right, when they're just going to invest in all of his stuff also, right? They're just moving the shell game around. So maybe Mahomes.
You marry a supermodel.
Sure, that helps too. He don't need the money because Giselle's got it all, right? So maybe Patrick Mahomes wants to have a little business venture that the Hunt family can support.
Maybe he likes ketchup. Who knows?
There you go.
You've got a lot of opportunities, but it's nice, and you also have to, and Pat Riley had said this, and he was famous for it, you know, you got that disease of me that happens after you win.
That's right.
And it always becomes, you know, because guys, and you saw it right after that, the win, got a locker room there. You had Tyreek Hill,
sure.
And you had, you know, Jones, you got all of these guys going, oh, it's going to, yeah, the problem is that every time this happens, A, you get the hangover, right? We know this.
They're going to be on Jimmy Fallon this week and doing the talk show circuit and all over the place. Absolutely.
Yep. Yep, and then B, they make it all about them. And that's the disease of me in locker rooms of winning teams, guys. And that's the hardest thing to combat is not allowing that to spread. And it's going to be hard when you're going to pay a dude at the very top there, Mahomes, 24 years old. If you're going to make him the highest paid player in the league, there are going to be guys that are going to say, well, why not me, unfortunately? And that's going to be very hard to combat. And it's going to be... What does Andy Reid do here? I think Andy, listen, is he a Hall of Fame coach now? I think, can we all agree? Yes, guys?
Yeah.
Was he a Hall of Fame coach prior? Yes, but now...
Well, now he's got the cherry on top.
Congratulations to Andy Reid, one of the good guys in the NFL getting it done. The future of the NFL, though, might
intrigue.
Include an extra game. We'll talk about that coming up next.
That's good.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHope, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHope, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.